I'm not saying that you shouldn't do Amazon or you shouldn't do e-commerce. It's bloody tough, I'll tell you that. But if you can make it work and create the cash flow and the profits and then put that into Bitcoin predominantly, then you're going to set yourself up and your family for the future. Why would you even invest in Bitcoin? Particularly when you're coming from a mindset of this could be a scam. It's expected that Bitcoin will actually grow in market cap, which means the value and money in Bitcoin all the way to overtake gold, crypto, and Bitcoin. It is the best investment that anyone can make right now. I must admit, years ago, I was a complete doubter. I thought Bitcoin was a complete scam. Bitcoin is not going away. It's the generational wealth creation of the century. And basically, it's ultimately freedom money. And that's what it's all about. It's about freedom. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. I've completely upended everything. Now, what am I talking about? Well, I've been in the Amazon and e-com space for years and years now. And as you know, I've become a multimillionaire from investing and being in business in that space. And look, it's done me very, very well. But now I'm putting everything on the line. I'm risking everything. This could be either the biggest disaster of my life, or it could be the greatest windfall, generational wealth in my family that has ever been seen before. And that's what I want to share with you today and into the future. In this episode, I'm going to share with you, though, the reasons specifically why I'm transitioning from sharing information about Amazon and e-commerce and now talking about crypto and Bitcoin and how I think it is the best investment that anyone can make right now. And literally, over at least the next 20 years. So now is the time to learn. So as a backstory, as you know, I've been in this Amazon space for years. I've made a ton of money and I've put millions of dollars of that investment or that earnings and profit into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And I must admit, years ago, I was a complete doubter. I thought Bitcoin was a complete scam, probably much like many people today, and probably most people today, actually. Most people probably think still that Bitcoin is one big scam. And I remember when I was doing it tough and I was driving my Uber and a guy jumped in the back seat and he said to me, oh yeah, I'm going to be buying some Bitcoin. And me, as the completely uneducated Uber driver at the time, said, don't be an idiot. I would never invest in Bitcoin. That's totally crazy. And of course, I hope he didn't take advice from the Uber driver. And that's probably a lesson that you can take away right now. Never take advice from the Uber driver. So fast forward, I made all this money in e-commerce and Amazon, and then something just happened. And this was going back to about 2021 or maybe 2022. And I just started hearing more about Bitcoin again. It sort of hadn't faded away. And so I went down this rabbit hole, which ultimately led me into, at the time, doing a one-on-one training course with an expert. And it was $20,000 that I was investing at the time for 1 year's training so I could learn everything there was to know about crypto and Bitcoin. And the reason why I did that, I spent that and I was willing to spend that type of money, was because if you rewind, I'd spent over $20,000 with Reliable Education at the time, learning how to sell on Amazon. At the time, I'd already made millions of dollars. So I knew that by investing in myself and the education, that it would pay off. So here I am, I've shelled out $20,000 to this crypto expert. And that was 1 year journey, which then led me down this rabbit hole of Bitcoin. Everyone goes on their own journey when you're talking about Bitcoin. Most people start it, it's a scam. Then you might invest a little bit of money, $100, $1,000. And then you just start doing more and more research and realize that Bitcoin is not going away. It's the generational wealth creation of the century. And basically, it's ultimately freedom money. And that's what it's all about. It's about freedom. So I do talk in my podcast about creating freedom in your life through Amazon. And ultimately, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do Amazon or you shouldn't do e-commerce. It's bloody tough, I'll tell you that. But if you can make it work and create the cash flow and the profits and then put that into Bitcoin predominantly, then you're going to set yourself up and your family for the future. So guys, as you know, I have a community where I teach and share my thoughts and trainings in e-commerce and Amazon. And what I've found though is over the past sort of year, ultimately, particularly with my one-on-one clients, although we'd be talking a lot about Amazon and e-commerce, Bitcoin and crypto would just creep in there and then people wanted to know more about it. And then I started talking more about it because they wanted to know about it. And of course, I've got multi seven figures invested. So it seemed like, you know, I've got skin in the game. So I was pretty invested into this industry. Then I started talking more about it on social media. And then I've got now my friends and family, they're all coming to me asking me about Bitcoin and what is it. And of course, what's happening right now is that Bitcoin is seeing all-time highs in the space. Only just recently, the all-time high, not to date this video, but it went to $93,000. And for those who Australians watching this, that is about $143,000 per Bitcoin. And so because of that, it's attracting a lot of attention in this space. It's even making the nightly news, you know, Bitcoin's now reaching all-time highs. So in turn, that is now creating this sense of FOMO. And FOMO is fear of missing out. And people are contacting me. So what I want to do in this space and with my community is I want to now transition my thoughts, my education, my two cents about someone who's a eight-figure multimillionaire from Amazon and is now putting it all on the line in Bitcoin and crypto. Will it work? I don't know, but I think it will, right? But for those who are doubters out there, those who maybe want to watch this for some entertainment value, maybe you're hoping deep down that Matthew Fraser fails in a great big heap and wouldn't it be so good to watch? Well, if that's you, you should continue watching this because I'm going to be sharing my journey, the good and the bad, and you can either learn from it or it'll be complete entertainment. Maybe I'll just end up in a great big heap crying in the corner, wishing I'd never invested in that damn Bitcoin. Obviously, the first question that comes to me now is why would you even invest in Bitcoin? Particularly when you're coming from a mindset of this could be a scam. And I think Bitcoin has now proven itself to not be a scam. It's been around now for about 15 plus years. Sure, it's been there ups and downs within the industry. Why it's so good to be looking at Bitcoin now rather than any other time in history is because of the regulation that's now come in place through America and other parts of the world. And I'll touch on that in a second. Plus the institutional adoption of Bitcoin. There's more people now as far as corporations, governments, nation states, and financial institutions. They're all now buying Bitcoin like there's no tomorrow. A friend of mine just said to me yesterday, Matt, I want to buy some altcoins. And I said, listen, yes, you can buy altcoins, but just keep in mind, if you're new to this space, nation states and governments, et cetera, that I just said before, they're not racing out to buy Mr. Peanut coin. They're racing and there literally is a race on. The governments are FOMOing into Bitcoin only. They're not buying anything else. So let that be your first lesson as to where is the money flowing to, and it's Bitcoin. Even the last 5 years has seen an average growth rate in Bitcoin of 55%. Now that has decimated any other type of asset. If you just compare this, most people in Australia think of a property, right? Property. Property has not done on average 55% per year over the past 5 years. Although it has gone up, particularly after the COVID lockdowns, it just hasn't done that type. And Bitcoin has been the number one asset for at least something like 8 out of the past 11 years. So that's the backstory. Moving forward, the expectation on Bitcoin from now is it will at least do, and this is according to the Bitcoin evangelist, Michael Saylor. You should look up Michael Saylor. You can go to hope.com to see more of him, also see him on YouTube. He predicts at least a 29% average growth rate for the next 20 years. Okay, so do your numbers on that. I actually think that we'll probably see a higher growth rate than that. I think it'll be an average of between 40 to 50% moving forward. And the reason why I say that is because of there's so much more demand on Bitcoin than there is supply. And you'll hear terms now being floated around about supply shock. And that's because there's more people, nation states and governments and financial institutions, et cetera, buying up Bitcoin faster than it can be produced, okay? And if you didn't know, there's only a finite supply. There's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be produced. And when you look at the 21 million, so far to date, there's been almost 19.5 roughly million Bitcoin that have been mined out of the system that are essentially in circulation. But now I say circulation, there's actually less than that in circulation to buy. And that's because so many people, here's another term for you, HODL, H-O-D-L. That means they're holding their Bitcoin for dear life. They're HODLing Bitcoin, which means they're not putting it on the exchange to sell. They're keeping it on in their own self-custody. Yeah, because they know that Bitcoin is heading up and to the right. And some other predictions that you might want to hear about, it does vary from expert to expert. But here's one the other day, Plan B, who talks about the stock to flow model. His stock to flow model is predicting an average price of $500,000 over the next 4 years with a deviation of between $250,000 to $1 million. So that means that the price could fluctuate between $250,000 to $1 million, but the average over the next 4 years will be $500,000. A big question that comes up to me is now a good time to buy? Because we're in this bull cycle, and a bull cycle means it's heading up and to the right. There's a lot of money flowing into the space. Overall, even just recently, the market cap of Bitcoin has overtaken silver and Saudi Aramco oil, right? It now puts it in, I think as of today, the seventh top asset in the world, with gold being the top asset. Hey, just quickly, if you're ready to dive deeper into crypto and Bitcoin and build real wealth, join my free crypto collective community. It's where I share exclusive insights and strategies and live discussions to help you succeed, whether you're a beginner or scaling your portfolio. Click on the link in the description and join us today. Now back to the episode. It's expected that Bitcoin will actually grow in market cap, which means the value and money in Bitcoin, all the way to overtake gold, which will absolutely be massive for Bitcoin. So the question is, now the time to buy, considering we've had such a big increase this year in Bitcoin? The answer is, in my opinion, yes. But keep in mind that if you're new to the space, you don't want to put money in that you need to use for rent next week. Okay, that is not the way to invest in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a years and decades and perhaps a multi-decades investment strategy to retain and grow your wealth. That is fundamentally what it is. You certainly don't want to be shaken out. What does shaken out mean? Shaken out means you're buying today, and let's say the price is $100,000. And maybe, because Bitcoin can be volatile, meaning it can go up and down in dramatic increases on a daily basis, but over time it goes up and to the right. So if you're buying today at $100,000 and tomorrow it drops down to $95,000, don't get shaken out by then selling it at $95,000, because then you'll realize your $5,000 loss. You want to sit tight, keep accumulating Bitcoin into the future. So when you're thinking about investing in Bitcoin, you want to think long-term. And the absolute minimum time you should think about is 4 years. There's basically no one that has held Bitcoin for more than 4 years that's in the red. They're pretty much all in the green, okay? But don't be that person though, because this is what's going to happen. And this is what happens with most people in this market, is as Bitcoin goes up, you hear about it on the news, and then you're thinking about it, and then eventually, by the time you buy in, it could be at the very top of the cycle. So the cycle of Bitcoin traditionally has been every 4 years, up and down every 4 years. So you might buy at the top of the cycle, because that's when the euphoria is in the marketplace. That's when everyone's cheering and swinging and spending money and thinking everything's fantastic. But you buy in at that point too, and then it might be a big correction and it might come back down again. And so you'll then be thinking, oh my God, what have I done? I've just spent however much money and now my investment has gone down. Now, if that is you, again, you have to think longer term. You just forget about it, don't sell it, sit and hold. And that's why I say, don't invest money that perhaps you might need within perhaps that 4 year period, whether it's, you know, buying a property or what have you, because you don't want to realize any losses, right? You don't want to see a loss. You want to leave it in the ecosystem or in your cold wallet storage. And that's another technical thing, but you might want to leave it on the exchange, hold the Bitcoin for the future so that you realize the profits into the future. So in this podcast now, moving forward, as I always am, I'm going to continue to be transparent for you, because I want to share the insights that I've got now as a multi-7-figure investor in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and also wealth creation, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking about, because I want to spark some thoughts with you. Because whatever I share with you, it might spark something in your mind to think, hey, is this going to be for me or is it not? One thing that I also do is I've transferred all of my superannuation into Bitcoin. Most people who always say that too are absolutely floored. They cannot believe it. Keep in mind, my financial position is different to a lot of other people, whereas I've got multiple investments, properties, like commercial properties, businesses, and of course, Bitcoin and crypto. And of course, I had this superannuation bucket there. I did some numbers on it. Let's just put it that way. I did some numbers, and the average return on superannuation over the past, I think it's 10 or 20 years, was 7.4%. Okay. Now, I'm going to go into this probably a lot deeper in a future podcast video to show you exactly what I'm doing. But just to give you some numbers and get your mind thinking even now about what is the opportunity. Because what I found was that just talking to some friends and family, they wanted to invest in Bitcoin because they wanted to have some exposure to Bitcoin. Because what some people now know is that having no exposure to Bitcoin is the risk. Yeah. And Michael Saylor famously says, only invest money that you can't afford to lose. Now that's going to make your brain fry, because the normal saying is only invest money that you can lose. Okay. But with Bitcoin, it's only invest money that you can't afford to lose. So get your head around that. That's a new paradigm shift for most people. So let's go back to superannuation. Most people are happy to think, well, I'm going to take money out of my super because I can't touch it anyway until I'm 65. So, hey, I'm just going to roll the dice on that one. So here's some numbers for you, because this is when it gets really interesting. Let's pretend that you are, I think my audience now must be around 40. So let's say you've got 25 years until you retire, okay? And let's say right now you've got, I'm going to make it low, $100,000 that you decide that you want to put into Bitcoin. Now, $100,000 is going to be over 25 years, because that's when you can now retire. And let's just use Michael Saylor's number as a bear case 29%. And let's say that you don't put a single cent into Bitcoin superannuation for the future. You don't put any more, okay? The number that you will have projected is going to be $130 million. Is that freaking insane or what? Now, that's because of the power of compound interest. It is deadly. Let's say that Michael Saylor was wrong and he overprojected and it was only 15%. Let's see what the number works out to be. $4.1 million. Okay, still probably better than if I put 7.4% in, which was the average of superannuation, your $100,000 would turn to $633,000, right? Which is rubbish. So let's flip it the other way. Let's say Michael Saylor really underprojected the numbers and the actual average return growth rate was 40%. So let me say the numbers again. You've put $100,000 into Bitcoin. It's at 40% annual growth rate average, and it's over 25 years. So when you get to 65, you will have, and this is going to blow you away, right? $1.8 billion. So now that you've picked yourself up off the floor, and before you now just start rushing out to buy Bitcoin, keep in mind that that was held for 25 years. You didn't touch it for 25 years and you just let it compound and compound and compound. Now let's just, I want to throw one more in there. Let's go back to, we'll just keep it the 40% for a moment. Let's say that you're younger, you're actually 30 years old and your retirement is not for another 35 years. So I put 35 years in, that's going to be $95 billion. It's completely insane. So, and that was just with starting $100,000. So that is the power of compound interest. Now, if you want to do these numbers yourself, you can simply go into the App Store and just download the compound interest calculator and just put in some numbers and you will be freaking blown away. So if you want to look at it from a risk perspective, would you risk $100,000 out of your superannuation to potentially even get to something like 10, 20, 30, 40, $50 million, rather than what's expected to be within your superannuation right now, like what did I say? Like $600,000 or something, which is like pittance. So in wrapping up that little interlude there on superannuation, do your own research. You'd have to go through some steps to do that. You can't just rush out and buy Bitcoin. There's a process to it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a step-by-step guide of how to do that in my community, which you'll be able to find the link to that community around in the description somewhere of this episode, or perhaps if you're watching this on Instagram, it'll be in my bio and it'll be free to get. No strings attached, just come in and get the information. And this is from someone who's actually done it myself and it's making money. So guys, moving forward on this channel, I'm going to be discussing things related to crypto and Bitcoin. Now, why do I say crypto and Bitcoin? Because really Bitcoin is Bitcoin and then crypto is, I guess, everything else. But I guess for argument's sake, most people talk about crypto, they incorporate Bitcoin. You'll also hear some other terms like altcoins. Altcoins is everything except for Bitcoin. So I'm going to be talking about crypto holistically on this channel because I simply want to do a few things. One, educate anyone who's brand new to this space. I think you'll also hear this other term, which is called orange pilled. I want to orange pill you. I want to educate you. I want to give you my insight and my knowledge about Bitcoin and crypto so that hopefully you can also make generational wealth creation through this asset class, which is taking over the world. It would be sacrilegious of me if I didn't at least share with you what's happening in this space, because it is so transformative right now in the world. The other thing I want to do, I want to share how to perhaps, if something like buying Bitcoin in your superannuation fund is something that you want to do, I want to give you the step-by-step guide on how to do that. It's actually not as hard as you think, although there are a number of steps to it. I also want to share with you the do's and don'ts of when you first get into the crypto space, because you will hear a ton of horror stories. And I'm going to share the horror stories with you because there are people out there that do lose money. So don't think that by investing in crypto that it's just absolutely risk-free. It actually does have a lot of risk, but I'm going to tell you the reasons why people lose money in crypto. The other thing I'm going to do is give you, particularly those who are absolutely brand new to this space, the things that helped me in the very, very beginning. Who do I listen to? Where do I buy Bitcoin from? Which platforms should I trust? Who are the people I should trust? And that will simply give you the groundwork foundation of moving forward in this space. So guys, in wrapping up, I want to say thank you to all those who have been with me listening to my education and insights into the Amazon and e-commerce space. And I hope that over the past year or so, it's delivered some value in your life and you've taken away some tips and tricks. And if you want to stay with me and listen to more moving forward, I say thank you very much and keep tuning in. If you want to depart at this point because you're not interested in crypto and Bitcoin, absolutely fine. I wish you all the very best. So guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you've got even just a couple of little gold nuggets just in that alone. And I look forward to seeing you on the future episodes and where you too, hopefully, can start creating generational wealth with Bitcoin. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.